Moncrief on News Talk.
Buying a mattress is a big investment. After all, you will spend a large portion of your life lying on it. So is a good mattress a good mattress, or can it vary from person to person? And when mattress shopping, what should you do to test it out? Just lie on top of it, pretend to sleep, simulate Nookie? Pam Stone is CEO of Respa Beds. Good afternoon, Pam.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Thanks very much for having me on.
Is the frame of the bed important at all? As long as it doesn't like squeak or anything. But the more important thing is the mattress, is it?
It is, but you definitely don't want a squeaky bed anyways. But your mattress is so important, like absolutely so important, not just for sleeping, for everything, you know, for rest, for whatever other activities you get up to in your bed. But for all of that, it's important for.
Yeah. Now, common situation, I imagine. Couples go in to look at a mattress. She runs hot, he runs cold, or vice versa. Is there anything you can do about that?
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. There's loads of technology out there. So you get a cool gel mattress. It's all about the fabrics that's on the mattress and how you're feeling. So you could have one side that's firm, one side that's soft. You could have cool on one side. You could have normal temperature on the other. But most of the time, it's about regulating your own temperature. And that's what most of our mattresses could do.
Okay. And so explain how that works. How can a mattress or half a mattress regulate your temperature?
So let's just say you purchase one of our fantastic cool mattresses. You're in your room. Your room is set to a specific temperature. That temperature is cool. You get into bed, your mattress temperature, you're warm, but then it's regulated. So you're not too hot and you're not too cold.
Right. The mattress, but what's the mattress made out of?
There's all sorts of stuff. You don't want memory foam in your mattress. You want latex in your mattress. Memory foam is going to keep you hotter. Latex will keep you cool, and it's all natural.
Right. Okay. So, and the latex on the cool half of the latex, is there some particular material in there that's keeping the person cool?
It's cool gel.
Cool gel. What is that?
Yeah. That it's a form of gel that's infused into foam to keep it cool.
Right. Okay. So it's not, you know, left with a slimy film over you when you...
Absolutely not. No, right. it's the best feeling. If you're warm, or if your wife is warm, or if you're cool, just to lie on that, to get that cool sense is amazing.
Yeah. Now, and in the scenario where one person wants their mattresses rock hard and the other one wants to virtually be gobbled up by it.
Yeah, it's always...
Is it possible to do that in a mattress without, you know, one disturbing the other, so to speak?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. So that's your negotiation. When you go into a store and you're looking to buy a mattress, there's always, you know, that tests the relationships. That's where you kind of start to see, you know, the conflict. Who wants what? Who wants the other? And there's always that conflict. He always wants a firmer, she wants it softer, she wants that snuggly feeling. But yeah, the technology there that we can do soft and firm. So firm on one side, soft on the other.
Right. Okay. So, but if they both get into bed at the same time and like, you won't feel, if you're on the hard bit, you won't feel it while the other person's on the soft bit, or...
No, you have the wrong mattress if you're getting into bed and you're feeling you're the person.
Yeah, in that sense, at least.
Yeah, definitely.
And so, Pam, when somebody goes shopping for a mattress, is it okay to get on the mattress, pretend to be asleep on that mattress?
Oh, my God, Sean, this is the most awkward thing in the world. I even find it quite awkward. When you go into a store to lie on a mattress, you feel so strange because you're going to lie there. But you need to get in and lie in that bed the way you lie in your own bed at home, whether that's throwing your leg over one side, lying on your back, lying on your side. At the end of the day, you're going to take this home and you're going to sleep how you sleep and your habits. You need to replicate that when you're trying it in a store.
Yeah. One of our listeners says many people have allergies to latex. How bad is foam for you?
Foam? No, foam is good. There's all sorts of natural stuff that you can put in. So if you've got allergies to latex, you find something else. So most of the time would be some sort of a memory foam or a different style foam.
What's best for your back or your posture, a firm mattress or a softer one?
So each mattress is designed differently. So it's all down to personal, you know, how you personally lie or where your weight is distributed across your body, across that mattress. So one mattress that's firm might be for me. One mattress that's soft might be for you. So it just depends. And it's such a personal thing. You know, if you've got back problems, then the firmer, the better.
Right. Okay. So probably if back pasture is probably better to be firmer then.
Definitely. If you've got some back issues, you want that structure, you want that support. So a firmer mattress is definitely the way to go.
Yeah. Now, how often should you turn a mattress over?
Oh, God, this is so underutilized. You should be turning your mattress, say, every 6 weeks. Most people, you know, would turn it, I would say, probably twice a year. Some people don't even turn it at all. But the best thing to get the best use out of your mattress is every 6 weeks, turn it around.
Right. OK, why? Is that to keep this to do with the springs inside or bed bugs?
No, definitely not bed bugs, but to do with the weight distribution. So if you're lying in your bed, top half of your body is heavier than the bottom half. So you don't want to get an indentment. You don't want to get any of that. So you rotate it around so you get the weight, the full weight distributed across the full length of the mattress.
Yeah. Pam, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Pam Stone there, CEO of Respa Beds. One texter says, I bought a Form orthopedic mattress for €1,600 over a year ago. Haven't had a good night's sleep since. My wife loves it. I wake up with a sore back around 4 a.m. every day. And what can I do? And where did I go wrong? I don't know. Maybe a divorce would have been cheaper.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.